So we're going to do another love and kindness exercise. For this, you're going to need to bring to mind three people. Your mother and your father. If they're not alive, you replace them with somebody who is alive, a mother or father figure, somebody who you feel has maternal or paternal characteristics, or who you think would make a great mother or father. So somebody who contains that energy, somebody you trust. The third figure is again the kind of spiritual leader, or somebody you just absolutely trust and love and know that they have completely selfless love for you. So just decide who you're going to use. It may be very straightforward. And, microphone wasn't close. Is that better? Okay, so we'll make a start. If you're coming straight into these meditations, I really recommend doing some yoga first. You know, there are great apps. I use the Yoga Studio app. It just means that by the time you come down to sit, you're a large part of the way settled in the body. Let's make a start, and we'll do the Hara breathing again, because I think it's very good to connect with the belly. Let's make a start. And just repeating three times, I take refuge in wisdom, I take refuge in compassion, I take refuge in non-clinging awareness. I take refuge in wisdom, I take refuge in compassion, I take refuge in non-clinging awareness. Take refuge in wisdom, I take refuge in compassion, I take refuge in non-clinging awareness. So the Hara breathing, deep in-breath right down into the lower belly, just three fingers below the navel, drawing up the energy, the muscles from the perineum. So the two meet at that point, you hold it, hold the breath. You feel the warmth developing, and then release on the out-breath. So let's do that three times. So just checking into your posture, that it's supporting you in being upright and stable. Easeful, grounded. That you're not constrained in the breathing, wherever your arms are, it's allowing your chest to open. And the hands just resting on your lap, or ideally for this exercise, in front of your belly. so that you can imagine the breathing is actually coming through the hands right into the lower belly. So some slightly deeper breath than normal, just a few, into that lower belly. Really bring the mind down to that point. And remember that if thoughts go off, if you get taken off with thinking, that's perfectly okay. As soon as you've noticed, that's your innate awareness kicking in. Just come back to the practice with no recrimination. You'll probably find it'd be quite easy to start remembering things and making stories with this exercise. So just coming back to the breathing, just noticing the movement of the belly with the in-breath and the out-breath. Getting in touch with the energy center. You may be able to sense the energy. There may be a slight shaky quality. Just relax. Keep breathing into the belly. You could also try, if you want, making a sound. A deep resonance, usually with the sound ah, right into that belly. On the out breath, ah. You can actually do this with enough sound and resonance that you feel the vibration in the belly. Has to be deep enough that the sound travels right down to the belly. Just do that a few times. I'll be quiet so I'm not distracting you. Keep checking in that you're relaxed but upright. Now, with your mind on the energy in the belly, see if that energy can become light, or if there is a color to it. That color glows and extends up to your heart area. If If you're more visual, you might imagine a flower, a rose, for example, opening in the heart area. Filling the rest of your body with rose or peach colored or golden light. That light extends around you in all directions. So now you bring to your imagination on your left side your mother, if she's still alive, or if not, another female who for you represents that maternal quality. To your right side is your father, only if still alive. If not, another male figure who for you represents the paternal quality. In front of you, a spiritual leader or person of great wisdom who inspires you and loves you, who you see as a representative of loving kindness in its purest form. And behind you are siblings, friends, teachers, your whole associations of people you've known in the past. So mother or mother figure to the left, father or father figure to the right, loving spiritual figure in front of you, family and friends, teachers behind you. And you extend to all of them with an open heart, loving kindness and light. Without preference, without holding back, without any stories, just in this moment, allowing the loving kindness to generate with an open heart. So just sit with that for a little while. If there's any direction which is not so easy, be aware of that. Continue, try harder, easefully just opening the heart. There may be a need for a sense of forgiveness or gratitude. Just let it flow. And from each direction, you are also receiving their open-hearted loving-kindness. So they are smiling unreservedly with great love at you. So you keep going with this. Just remember to relax and smile. Okay, so you slowly come out of the practice by allowing all the characters around you to dissolve into the light. That light draws back into your body. It withdraws and intensifies around the heart. It becomes even smaller to an intense point of light. And then it disappears. So just sit with the stillness. So taking a few deeper breaths, tuning into your body, sitting on the cushion, feeling of gravity, the feeling of points of contact, so we ease out, and make a commitment to act on this practice today. So maybe that's about phoning somebody, showing them you love them, mending a difficulty with somebody, making a cake for somebody, just saying hello in a loving way. So bring the practice into your day. and be a little bit careful. If your heart's still kind of open, then you're going to be more vulnerable. So take it easy. Settle in for an hour or so before you go out into the world and get too busy. Good. Thank you. Very powerful. Yes, it can be very powerful. So it's quite important that taking time to settle back in and be aware that your heart is open, which can be a lovely thing, but also makes you vulnerable. Okay, smashing. See you tomorrow.